COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Massachusetts, heartland of America. So I just got back from smoking mustard berry from Natural Nugs. So Natural Nugs is a hemp vendor that has put out a very, very excellent indoor strain called mustard berry. Their smalls go for about $42, and a half ounce goes for about $23. You're not going to get cheaper indoor than this. And this is important because indoor tends to be more expensive because you can control the conditions a lot more. And you can make it more consistent. You can get more. Some people believe you can get it it could be more potent because you can control the conditions a lot better. And thereby preserve all the terpenes, avoid mites, avoid pests. It's a lot easier to do indoors than outdoors. And indoor tends to be cleaner a lot of the time. But yes, this is practically a steal. You tend to not be able to get indoors this cheap. So I had to jump at it. And so far, my first impressions is that it's very, like, you definitely feel the body effects right away, where you get the initial hit of it, and over time the effects become more and more, and by 20 minutes you feel pretty heavy, like you don't want to really move around a lot, but my mind is still pretty clear, which is great. So I feel that if I smoked just a bit more, if I did like a second bowl, I do feel like I'd be fully tired. So again, for what it does and what it was advertised to do, which is to be a heavy indica, it totally fits the build. Very strong body effects, but a very clear mind. Definitely indica heavy. Definitely want to keep it for when you're done work and want to play some video games or you know, cook a recipe or whatever. You could still do that and be very calm at the same time. You know, it's a good strain to wind down with, I believe. So that wraps up the smoking portion of this. In terms of the flavor and aroma, is as good as you're gonna get for hemp, pretty much. So I'm gonna give this fives all around for smoking. And I'm sure I'm gonna feel the same way with vaping. So bear with us just one moment. We're gonna take a quick and brief commercial break. After these messages, we'll be right back. And we're back. So this is every bit as good vaping it than smoking it. Still feel very strong body effects. Like, my body continues to feel heavy when vaping, so it's consistent with the experience I had smoking it just a few moments ago. Again, very, has kind of like a myrcene bomb, if that makes sense. It smells a lot, a lot of the vibe and a lot of like the smell and the aroma of it. Again, it smells like there's like a lot of myrcene, smells like there's a lot of again, it has this sort of sweet / salty sort of smell, if that makes sense. I mean, I'd imagine that's why it's named mustard berry. Again, it kind of smells a little bit sweet with a little bit of salt. Again, very, very rock solid strain from Natural Nugs. You're not gonna get any better than an indoor house for $42. It's not gonna get better than this. And again, it's like you're getting this as such a steal. It almost feels criminal, allegedly. But I would highly, highly recommend people check out this vendor, Natural Nugs, and check out these strains. Check out Mustard Berry, and I think Miss B is another strain that they have for that same price. So we're going to be reviewing Miss B in the future when that comes in the mail next week or early this week, but we'll see. But again, I don't want to keep this episode too long. Fives all around overall on this strain. Mustard Berry is some of the best hemp you can get on the market right now. And you can get it for 40, you can get an ounce for $42, an ounce of their smalls for 42, and I think the full size nugs are about 80 or so, something along those lines. But highly recommend you check it out. Don't want to keep you here for too long. As always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You could do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord
Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/greg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.